found nothing and got the hell out of Dodge. I wonder when Buster starts his Christmas shopping. Knowing him, it probably wasn't around the World Series.
Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, our ESPN Major League Baseball insider. It's Buster only. Buster, you done all your shopping already, Buster, or what? Rich wants to know.
No, we're making a list, checking it twice. I'm kind of a gradual over the course of the year. I'll collect stuff as I go and see things and think, okay, that's good for that person. But I'm definitely behind this year, and there's a major summit that's going to take place later this evening in which we take a full assessment of where we are and then rush around the next 2 days.
No, but you have kind of a built-in advantage. I mean, do you have, especially this year, do you have like a niece in Chicago that says, get me some of the Wrigley turf or dirt from Wrigley and put it in a jar?
I wish it was that easy, right? Instead, I'm related to a lot of bitter Red Sox fans.
I was thinking, what do they get Buster only? Do you get them like a only Buster only bobblehead doll? Do you get them? Do people buy you like ties of teams and all? You have all these ties in your closet or what?
Oh goodness! I wind up getting a lot of different bags of coffee. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure just what Buster wants, baseball related things. Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't have enough of them.
Yeah, so. The Buster only bobblehead. All right, Buster. Clay Buchholz. Rich is happy. He's gone for the Red Sox. Look at the overall. It doesn't make anything overall in the grand scheme of things as they make a run toward a World Series, I believe. But just your thoughts on him being gone, the money they're going to save, and his time here, because he was here a long time.
He was. And I'm sure you guys have talked about what a major source of frustration he was for Red Sox fans through the years, because you just never knew what you were going to get. I understand why they're moving him to get underneath the luxury tax, under the collective bargaining tax or competitive balance tax, and to put themselves in a better position for that going forward. But I got to tell you, when I heard about the deal, I was just shaking my head a little bit because I'm thinking, you know what? They're going to be out there in the trade market inevitably next May or June looking for somebody exactly like him. Some veterans started to step in because they suffered a couple of unforeseen injuries.
Yeah.
And all you hear from people with other teams is the top of their farm system is barren when it comes to pitching. And they don't have a lot of internal solutions, and they just gave away one that might have helped them next year.
Now, Buster, with that in mind, should we care that they sort of decimated the farm system, or is it better in your mind to be in a win-now mode for the life of Chris Sale's contract?
I think they gave up an unbelievable amount of resources for the next few years with all the prospects they traded. Four big-time, high-end prospects traded out in deals over the course of 13 months. That is a huge gamble for them. And I get it that they're trying to win, but I wouldn't have done it. I think if you're the Red Sox, you'll always be able to augment your major league team, with free agents and those type of players, a veteran, a trade like they made for Chris Sale. But what they always have to try to do is to maintain that steady river of young talent that's cheap. You know, guys like Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr. and Xander Bogaerts, because we've seen what happens with teams like the Yankees. When you get that river of talent to the point where it dries up and you don't have anything left, that's when you have real problems.
I thought prospects meant prospects are a good way of getting managers fired. I thought that was the saying there, no?
Right, exactly. I get it. I just think that over the last, they've now made three trades in which they gave up big-time guys, and I think would benefit at 2020 hindsight now. We look back at the Drew Pomeranz trade, Anderson Espinosa in that deal. That was a mistake. And the Craig Kimbrel trade a year ago, that was a mistake in terms of what they gave up and what they got in return.
Do you think they don't trade Pomeranz partially because of what they gave up and they feel like they have to hang in and get some value from him? Does that matter to Dombrowski and company?
Yeah, I think so. And you would never really know until you're inside the head of the person. But I do think, just having covered baseball for a long time, that, look, executives, they keep score like we do. They want deals to work out. And if they were to trade Pomeranz now, it would be for, mere pennies of value relative to what they paid for him. They needed to work out to justify the cost that they gave up, especially because everybody knows the commissioner's office went to them and said, look, do you want to reverse the trade? They had a chance to go back on it, and they said no.
Buster Olney, our ESPN Major League Baseball insider, joining us here in the huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. All right, what about what's going on with Andrew McCutchen? I thought there'd be some. Are they going to keep him? Are they going to trade him? What are you about, like 256 or something like that last year?
Yeah, and I know the Pirates really feel like that, you know, he's not a player facing, you know, major regression. That it's just a case last year where he put a lot of pressure on himself. But they have him out there because he's not going to sign a long-term deal with a franchise. They explored that last winter. It didn't happen. He's got 2 years left before he becomes a free agent, and they've got other outfielders. So they're talking with other teams about him. You know, I keep on hearing from other teams is that they are looking for legitimate value in return. So this is not just a salary dump. And I will tell you, you know, I wrote this morning that they are, the Pirates are engaged in trade conversations for Jose Quintana, the White Sox, who is a perfect pitcher for the Pirates because he's under 4 years of control at a pretty modest salary. And if you're the Pirates and you trade for Jose Quintana, a guy to lead your staff, that gives you a lot of political cover to your fan base to say, you know what, we're going to trade Andrew McCutchen, and we're trying to win in 2017. If you don't get a player like Quintana, it's pretty difficult to say that while trading McCutchen.
And Quintana seems like a wicked under-the-radar guy for me. I've always felt that way, mostly because of the presence on the mound of Chris Sale as a teammate over the years. But what about the Yankees? Think they go after him?
No. And those conversations, you know, it was reported earlier this week that the Yankees and White Sox had talked about Quintana. Those conversations actually took place weeks ago. When the White Sox began to dig into the Chris Sale conversations, they talked to the Yankees, and they talked about Quintana and Sale, and nothing moved forward. So the Yankees are not players in this. I think the Astros are, the Pirates are. It wouldn't surprise me if the Texas Rangers are to a degree. I do think because of the salary considerations, the Pirates make a whole lot of sense.
What's going on with Edwin and Carcion? No more Toronto? They closed the door there or what?
Enough.
Easy for me to say, huh?
If you guys want another host in the room there, you probably call his agent, make a good offer, and you might land him. Okay? I mean, he was offered 4 years, a four-year deal for $80 million from the Blue Jays earlier this year. He turned it down.
Yeah.
And that'll be money he probably will never get back. You know, I do think he's going to have a hard time coming close to anything like that. When you talk with executives with other teams, they do think that eventually the price on Encarnacion will drop far enough that he becomes a good sign for the Texas Rangers.
Buster, what are some holiday traditions for you growing up in Randolph Center?
That was the only day, Christmas morning was the only day where, you know, growing up on a dairy farm, I didn't have to go out to the barn, which was huge.
Wow.
So 365 days and we got 300 we got half a day off out of the 365 days, and what a treat that was.
Nice, nice. Buster, have a great Christmas, my friend. Love having you on. Enjoy your time off, and we'll catch up with you next week, okay?
That sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Buster.
Buster Olney, our ESPN Major League Baseball insider. Wow, 364 and a half days, half day off of you. We get mad if we don't get like 3 weeks off, Rich. We're trying to.